Japan is a racially homogeneous country where prejudice against minorities runs deep in its roots. Most Japanese people believe that racism isn't an issue in Japan due to the small amount of minorities that occupy it, but this is far from the truth. The Justice Ministry's first nationwide survey of racial and ethnic discrimination in Japan found that 30% of non-Japanese respondents, mostly ethnic Koreans and Chinese, faced discriminatory speech, and over 40% faced housing discrimination. This information shows how racism in Japan is anything but a black and white issue. Even other Asians are discriminated against in Japan. According to the Japan Times, a non-Japanese father and son were stopped by Japanese airport staff 4 times out of 6 trips to the airport. It was later discovered that of the 40 people in the area that day, the 2 were the only people who were singled out. This shows how Japanese people are wary and cautious of foreigners. Maika is a half-black, half-Japanese high school student. In an interview with Asian Boss, Maika talks about her experiences as a hafu in Japan, which means half. Although she was born and raised in Japan, has never left Japan, and only speaks Japanese, Japanese people don't see her as such. Japanese people don't often talk to me, but when I approach them, they'd say, "No English." I'd say, "Excuse me," in Japanese, but they still say, "English is hard for me," says Maika. On top of not fitting in with her own people, she also gets treated badly. In the interview, she recalls one instance where a man on a subway cursed at her and shouted, "Be careful of black people," at all of the passengers. Everybody stared at her and no one helped. When asked why she was treated this way, Maika responded, "They were scared of me. It's because Japanese people can't understand a world they've never seen." By hearing the stories of victims of racism in Japan, we can get a better understanding of how severe the racism is there. Understanding an issue is the first step to fixing it. I chose to speak about this topic because it's something I've personally experienced. Going to Japan had always been my biggest dream, so I asked to travel there instead of having a sweet 16 birthday party. On our last night in Tokyo, my parents and I were walking around looking for somewhere to eat. It was late, so many places were closed. We finally found a restaurant that was open and started walking towards it, but we were stopped by a waiter who told us the restaurant was full. As we walked away, we saw a large group of drunk Japanese businessmen being warmly welcomed and taken inside the restaurant by the same waiter that had stopped us. That was the moment that I realized Japan isn't the perfect paradise I had always dreamed of. As a Latina, I would be judged and segregated on a daily basis if I ever lived there. I hope that Japan can become more accepting of other races. In order for that to happen, Japanese people must first acknowledge the fact that racism is prevalent in their country, and hear the voices of those who are affected by it.